Chapter 12. Mopeds and Bicycles. Mopeds. Moped means either a motorized bicycle whose frame design may include one or more horizontal crossbars supporting a fuel tank so long as it also has pedals, or a motorized bicycle with a step-through type frame which may or may not have pedals, rated no more than 2 brake horsepower, a cylinder capacity not exceeding 50 cubic centimeters, an automatic transmission not requiring clutching or shifting by the operator after the drive system is engaged, and capable of a maximum speed of not more than 30 miles per hour. First-time applicants for a moped license must be at least 16 years old and complete a driver license application. You will only be required to pass the general knowledge and vision tests to be issued a moped license. A skills test and permit are not required. Persons already having a valid operator's license or permit do not have to apply for a moped license. Operation. Mopeds are a little more complicated to ride and operate than bicycles, but considerably simpler than motorcycles. Familiarity with controls can be learned by operating the vehicle in a parking lot or other off-street area. Since mopeds are not easily seen in the traffic flow, it is vital that the operator surround himself with as large a space cushion as possible. Riding with the headlight on and bike flags will help others see you. Moped operators are not required to wear helmets or eye protection devices, but they are strongly recommended. Mopeds cannot be operated on limited access highways where the minimum speed is more than 30 miles per hour. Trail bikes and all-terrain vehicles, ATVs. Trail bikes or all-terrain vehicles are designed for off-road use, and their use on streets or highways is illegal. All-terrain vehicle means any motor vehicle for off-road use, which is 50 inches or less in width, has a dry weight of 600 pounds or less, travels on three, or more low-pressure tires, is designed for operator use only with no passengers, and has a seat or saddle designed to be straddled by the operator, and handlebars for steering control. No person shall operate an all-terrain vehicle upon any public highway or roadway or upon the right-of-way of any public highway or roadway. Exception. Persons may operate an ATV on any two-lane public highway, if the operator is engaged in farm or agricultural-related activities, construction, road maintenance, or snow removal. Persons not engaged in one of these activities may operate an ATV on any two-lane public highway in order to cross the highway, but may not travel on the highway for more than 0.2 miles. Persons who operate an ATV on a public highway must have a valid operator's license and comply with all traffic regulations, must have at least one headlight and two taillights illuminated at all times, and may only operate the ATV during daylight hours, unless engaged in snow removal or emergency road maintenance. No person shall operate an all-terrain vehicle on any public or private property without the consent of the landowner, tenant, or governmental agency responsible for the property, and unless the operator wears approved protective headgear, in the manner prescribed by the Secretary of the Transportation Cabinet, at all times that the vehicle is in motion. No person under the age of 16 years shall operate an all-terrain vehicle with an engine size exceeding 90 cubic centimeters displacement, nor shall any person under the age of 16 years operate an all-terrain vehicle except under direct parental supervision. No person under the age of 12 years shall operate an all-terrain vehicle with an engine size exceeding 70 cubic centimeters displacement. Bicycles. Traffic laws, highway signs, rules of the road, and safety requirements apply to bicycles the same as other vehicles. Not all people ride bicycles, but as a driver you must be aware of their rules and regulations. This section includes bicycle laws, rules for cyclists, rules for motorists. Bicycle laws. Kentucky law states that cyclists shall be granted all the rights and be subject to all the duties applicable to drivers of any vehicle. A bicycle is a vehicle, not a toy, and, as such, must obey the traffic rules and regulations pertaining to all highway users. Motorists should regard bicyclists as they would any other vehicle. A signal is required for a vehicle that is not a motor vehicle and may be given by either hand signals, signal lamps, or mechanical signal devices. The signal shall be given intermittently for the last 50 feet traveled by the vehicle before the turn. Hand signals shall be executed in the following manner when operating a vehicle that is not a motor vehicle. The hand and arm shall be extended horizontally from the left side of the vehicle to indicate a left turn. The arm shall be extended horizontally from the left of the vehicle with the left hand and arm extended upward from the elbow, or the right arm and hand shall be extended horizontally to indicate a right turn. Either arm shall be extended horizontally with the hand and arm extended downward from the elbow to indicate a stop or decrease in speed. Some counties have local traffic laws called ordinances. These control the operation and parking of bicycles within city limits. As a driver, it is important for you to know what they are and to obey them at all times. Rules for bicyclists. Never use interstate and parkway systems for cycling. Use hand signals to communicate your actions to other vehicles. Obey the instructions of official traffic control signals and signs. Stop at stop signs and for stop lights just like a motor vehicle. Operate a bicycle within posted speed limits or at a rate reasonable for existing conditions. Ride a bicycle on the right side of the road with traffic. Yield to pedestrians in crosswalks and on sidewalks. Give an audible warning, bell or horn, before passing pedestrians. When riding at night, operate the bicycle with a white light visible from the front and a red reflector or light visible from the rear. Reflector tape may be used for added visibility. All slower moving vehicles, including bicycles, shall drive as closely as practical to the right-hand boundary of the highway. Extreme caution should be used when moving out into the center of the road to avoid road debris, to pass another vehicle, or to make a left turn. Do not ride on the sidewalk. Never park a bicycle on a sidewalk in such a way as to interfere with pedestrian traffic. Ride on a bike path adjacent to the roadway, if one is provided. Carry no more persons than the number for which the bicycle is designed and equipped. Never ride more than two abreast so as to interfere with the normal movement of traffic. Rules for motorists concerning bicycles. A motorist must share the road with bicycles. Before passing a cyclist, look to see if there is loose debris on the pavement that might cause them to move into the center of the lane. Pass a cyclist only when it can be done safely, and give ample room, 3 feet, between your car and the cyclist. Realize the air turbulence your vehicle can create at high speeds or in windy weather. Give the cyclist extra room if your vehicle has extended outside rearview mirrors. Return to the lane only when you are safely clear of the overtaken bicyclist. Look for cyclists. Because of their narrow profile, you will need to develop your eye scanning patterns to include bicyclists. When you are turning right after passing a cyclist, leave ample room so you don't cut him off when you slow for your turn. When opening your car door, check behind for cyclists. At night, be extra alert and don't use your high beams, for they will temporarily blind the cyclist. Remember, bicyclists are not special and privileged. They have the same rights, rules, and responsibilities as all other highway users.